今天是我们新的一年的开始。
Today is the first day of our new year.
这个新呢，在我们的生活当中啊，是一个很正面、很美好的字眼。
This word new in our life is a word that can be seen as positive, something that is good.
这个新的本身呢，就代表着美好。
The new itself means that it is wonderful.
这个新呢，代表着希望、盼望。
And this new symbolizes hope.
所以在圣经里头也常常用到这个字眼。
And so in the Bible, we also see this word emphasized many times.
为什么重生、领受救恩是这么的重要？
Why is it so important to be to be newly born and to receive the salvation of God?
因为当我们领受了救恩，我们一切都要变成新的了。
Because when we receive the salvation, we are to become new again.
我们的生活要从不如意、不美满当中要变成美满、美好。
And from transform our old life of discontentment and not feeling the joy to one that is satisfied and joyful.
我们的生活要从没有希望、绝望里头，要成为充满着盼望。
And then transform from no hope and despair onto a new hope.
如果我们在座的还有没有重生的，这是一个很好的机会，在这一年我们立志来重生，来得救恩。
Those of us sitting here, if we have not yet been born again, newly born, this may be a new goal for you this year to be newly born.
我们一个已经重生的人。我们要维持着这个过着对的好的生活。
And those who have been newly born, we are to maintain ourselves in the life in which we are born again.
一个还没有重生的人他是活在亏欠神的荣耀里头。
One who have not yet been born again is living a life that is short of the glory of God.
我们一个已经重生的人，我们也要想想看我们的生活有没有荣耀神。
And so those of us who are born again, we are also to review our life to see whether or not we have given God's glory in our daily life.
这些古圣徒在他们的信仰的经验里头，他们都告诉我们神爱我们。
The faith of the old saints in the Bible tells us that God loves us.
所以保罗在加拉太书里头他说神是爱我的，是为我舍己。
And so Paul in the book of Galatians says that God loves me and He sacrificed Himself for me.
所以今年是一个是一个一年的开始是一个好的时刻。我们立志在今年要来领受主耶稣的爱。
And so this beginning of this new year is a good time for us to once again determine.Make a determination that we will live a life glorifying God.
我们立志来接受主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的救恩。
Determined to receive the salvation and the love of God.
我们一个已经领受救恩的人，我们要常常被神的爱来感动我们，来激励我们。
One who have received the salvation of God, we must constantly have the love of God move us in our daily life.
既然神爱我们，那我们也应该来回应神的爱。
And since God loves us, we must also respond to the love of God.
所以还没有重生的人，如何来回应神的爱呢？
And so to those who have not yet been born again, how are we to respond to God's love?
就是立志赶快的来接受主耶稣的救恩来重生。
And that is to determine quickly to receive the salvation of God.
我们一个已经重生的人我们要立志爱主更多。
One who have received the salvation of God, we must determine to love God even more.
无论我们是重生了还是还没有重生。
Whether we are born again or not yet born again.
每一天的生活都是很真实的。
Every day of our life is very realistic.
我们希望我们的每一天它是有意义的，是美好的。
We hope that the every day that we live in this world is a meaningful day.
我们希望我们的每一天的生活都是得到天上天父真神的喜悦的。
And we hope that the every day that we live is pleasing to our Heavenly Father above.
所以在一年的开始让我们重新来思考一些问题。
And so in the beginning of this new year, let us ponder upon a few questions.
在我们日常的生活，我们每一天的活动里头 我们如何来画出一些界限
？In our daily life, what are some lines that we must draw in this new year？
因为常常这个界限是一个很重要的事情。
Because many times this line which we draw is become a very important part of our life。
就好像我们住的地方，有时候隔一条马路就是两个世界。
For instance, where we live, if we live across the street, it may make a big difference one street down as to the neighborhood.
比如说路的南边就非常的整齐，非常的安宁。
Maybe for example, the south of this street is very orderly, very clean.
路的北边可能就是这个很凌乱甚至不安全。
But the north of this street, the neighborhood is quite messy and maybe not so safe.
所以我们如果要住，我们当然希望住在路的南边。
And so in this instance, if we were to draw our line, we would like to live in the neighborhood that is south of this road.
那我们在新的一年，我们想想看，我们如何来画出一些界限。
And so in this new year, let us think about how are we to go about drawing this line.
我们请看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's first refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书六章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12.
新约圣经234页。十二节，凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
在这里说，我们所做的事情不都有益处。
Here says not everything may edify us.
所以我们对没有益处的事情与活动，我们要把它画出一个界限。
And so things that are not helpful for us in our daily life, we must draw a line.
保罗说，我们在主耶稣基督里头就变成新的了。
As Paul says, in Jesus Christ, we have become anew.
所以保罗他常常提醒自己，提醒弟兄姐妹，要过着新的生活。
And so Paul constantly encouraged brothers and sisters of the different churches that they must lead a new life.
我们请看哥林多前书六章十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
十一节，你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并且借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
这里保罗提醒我们，提醒当时的人们，你们要想到你们的过去，你们的现在。
So Paul tells the believers that they must think about their past and also their current state.
在过去可能参与一些没有益处的一些活动，接触一些没有益处的事情。
In the past, they may have participated in things that may be not so edifying or so meaningful in their life.
现在成为基督徒就画出一个界限。
But now that they have become a Christian, they must draw this line.
我们过去的一年或许我们接触了一些没有益处的事情，参与了一些没有益处的活动。
In the past year, maybe we have participated in something that may not be so edifying to us.
在做了检讨之后，今年我们要把它画个界限。
And so after we re-examined this at the end of this year, that we must draw this line.
我们靠着神，靠着神的帮助我们要过着更好的生活，成圣的生活。
And through the help of God, that we live a more sanctified, a more justified life.
那保罗这里讲到说，我们凡事都可行。
Here Paul says all things are lawful for me.
对当时的他们来讲，意思就是说，他们不在律法之下，他们是在恩典之下。
It means that they are not bound by the law, but that they are under the enjoying life through the grace of Christ.
今天我们不是犹太人，所以所谓的旧约那些律法对我们来讲没有什么太大的这个太来这个干扰我们。
Today we are not Jewish, so the Mosaic law has not much of influence to us.
但是下面那一句话是我们正在享有的，就是我们是生活在恩典之下。
But what follows it is more important is that we live our daily life under the grace of God.
我们请参考罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第十四节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
新约圣经215页，罗马书六章十四节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃是在恩典之下。
For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这里说到说我们乃是在恩典之下。
Here Paul says that we live under grace.
我们是活在主耶稣已经为我们完成了救恩的这个恩典之下。
We live under the grace of the salvation that Jesus Christ has laid out for us under the cross.
那这里说不在律法之下。
And so here said we are not under the law.
在当时的犹太人在律法之下，他们有很多的生活当中很多的事情是他们不能够做、不能够参与的。
For the Jews at the time, if they live under the law, there are certain things that they can do, that they must do, and there are some things that they cannot do.
那这些在主耶稣基督的恩典里头，主耶稣已经成全了这些律法的条例。
But under Jesus Christ, all these laws have been fulfilled through Him.
所以对很多的当时的犹太人来讲，他们能够在生活当中有更多的空间，更多的自由。
And so for the Jews at the time, they have now been released from that of the Mosaic law. They have more time to spare, more space for them to live.
那我们比起这些当时的犹太人，我们是有享有更多的自由。
And comparing ourselves to the Jews of the time, we enjoy even more liberty.
当时的哥林多教会的很多弟兄姐妹，他们也是非犹太人。
And at the time, the Corinthian church, there are many brothers and sisters who are not Jews.
在享有恩典、享有很多的自由之下，保罗提醒他们要画出一个界限。
But Paul reminds the believers still that though they are not under the law, but that they are under grace, they still must draw a line in the liberty in which they enjoy.
对没有对那些没有益处的事情活动，我们要把它，我们要画出一个界限。
To things that pertains to things that pertaining to their life that is not edifying, not helpful, they should draw a line.
自由是非常的美好的。
To have liberty is wonderful.
但是人常常有一个倾向，会去滥用、误用一些美好的东西。
But human nature in us sometimes have this flaw of not using or utilizing what is wonderful and good for us. We take too much advantage of it.
我们稍不留意，我们就会把一些好的东西、好的事情把它扭曲了。
If we are not careful, something that is good and wonderful may be destroyed in our hands.
我们已经查考过这个加拉太书。
We have studied the book of Galatians.
这加拉太书有一个主题就是自由。
In the book of Galatians, one of the main theme is freedom, this liberty.
但是保罗在提到这个自由的当中，他也提醒我们不要滥用了自由。
But as Paul mentioned to us this liberty in which we enjoy, he also mentioned the very important aspect of it is that we shall not take it for granted.
因为凡事它不都有益处。
Because not everything under liberty may be edifying for us.
请参考加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
新约圣经265页，加拉太书第五章第一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
这里保罗说，在主耶稣基督里头，我们得着了释放，我们得着了自由。
Here it says, by which liberty we have stand before here in the liberty by which Christ has made us free.
意思就是说，过去有很多的不自由，很多的捆绑。
That is to say, in the past, we were bounded by many things.
但是如果我们滥用自由。
But if we treat liberty in a wrong aspect,
那我们呢会从其实就其实会让我们从一个捆绑当中 进入另外一个捆绑。
If we misuse liberty, then we will only release ourselves from one type of bondage, but enter ourselves into a different type of bondage.
哦，这是人性的弱点。
And this is the weakness of mankind.
哦，一个在监牢里头的人，他一直渴望着出监牢，他能够得自由。
One who is locked up in prison always hopes for the day in which he may be released and have that freedom.
哦，所以他会告诉自己，我要在监牢里，我要好好的表现。
And so he may say to himself, while I am jailed, I will have behave myself so I will be good and I can get out earlier.
哦，因为对，因为监牢有时候会给犯人一些鼓励。你如果表现得好，可以缩短你的刑期。
Because if they have good behavior, they might be able to shorten their prison terms.
啊，真的有人提前被释放了。
And so some of them able to be released early from their initial date.
哇，出了监牢，呼吸到外头这个自由的空气。
And so they were released from a prison and they could take a deep breath of this air of liberty.
啊，但是很快的，常常这种人他又滥用了。他所得着的自由。
But for such individual, many times they misuse the liberty that they have once again received.
哦，所以有很多人又回去了过去的那一种捆绑他的生活。
And so a lot of people then return back to the life that in which they were bonded.
啊
，in bondage.
啊，甚至后来又被抓了，又被关进监牢里。
To the point that they commit another crime and they were captured again and then sent back to prison.
哦，这是人性的弱点。
This is nature of mankind.
所以在我们的信仰道路上面，在我们每一天的生活里头，我们不要滥用了自由。
And so in our faith, in our spiritual journey, we should not misuse this liberty that we have received.
对没有益处的事情活动，我们要画个界限。
Things that are not beneficial to us, we must draw a line.
我们再看加拉太书五章十三节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Not only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
我们要珍惜那个在基督里头所得着的自由。
We must treasure the liberty that we have received through Christ.
因为那个是主耶稣基督他付上了那个流宝血的代价而有的。
Because this liberty was paid for by a heavy price through the precious shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以一方面保罗希望大家都能够得着自由，另一方面保罗必须要提醒大家不要滥用自由。
And so in one aspect, Paul is willing to encourage the brethren to receive this liberty, but on the other aspect, to be careful how they use this liberty that have newly received.
真的有一些事情，它对我们是没有益处的。
There is, in fact, certain things that may not be good for us.
因为我们知道，不是什么事情都能够让天父得着喜悦的。
Because not everything pleases our God in heaven.
我们知道不是每一件事情都会让我们的灵性长进的。
We know not everything will promote the healthy growth of our spiritual life.
灵性长进的那个指标是什么？
What is the standard of a spiritual growth?
灵性长进就怎么知道灵性在长进？
How do we know that our spirituality is indeed growing?
就是我们的爱心长进了。
And that is to say that our love have increased.
就是我们的信心长进了。
That our faith have increased.
所以我们要常常的看一下我们所做的事情，我们的一些活动，对我们的爱心，对我们的信心有没有帮助。
So we must examine our life, things that in which we do, in the aspect of love and in the aspect of our faith, is it for the better?
我的想法是不是更有信心，更有爱心？
Is my thoughts have more love and have more faith in God?
我的看法是不是有着爱心跟信心来做基础。
My perceptions are, do they have more love and faith, or are they established in these two?
我的言语，我的行为里头，是不是更有爱心，更有信心？
My words and my action, does it carry out and manifest more of the love and the faith?
在每一天生活里头，我们一定会有很多的，遇到很多的事情， 我们决定做很多的事情，参与很多的活动。
In our daily life, we must have participated in many different things.
哦，那这些是不是会让我们的这个服侍神呢？这个更积极，更有效力。
And these things, does it influence us in our servitude to God in a positive, in a motivational way?
哦，有时候我们把自己弄得很忙。那包括着啊，我们又很认真的在服侍神。
Many times we occupy ourselves live a very busy life. At the same time, we offered ourselves to serve God.
哦，但是我们在侍奉的当中，我们好像越来越成为一种负担。
But in our service to God, we realize that this becomes even more of a heavy burden or yoke.
啊，有时候在服侍当中，我们好像很容易发怒。
And then we realize in our service of doing holy work, we get easily angered or frustrated.
啊，有时候在服事当中，我们好像啊觉得很烦扰。
Or in our service, we realize that we are easily hot-tempered.
哦，赞美诗是说越服事越甘甜。
In the Psalms, it says the more you serve, the sweeter it is.
哦，但是在侍奉当中，我们好像没有那个平安跟喜乐在里头。
But then on the opposite side, sometimes we realize when we serve, we do not have that kind of joy or peace.
那很有可能我们必须要对我们生活当中的事情或者活动来画个界限。
Then perhaps we need to re-examine our life and draw a line somewhere.
啊，神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是光。
God is light.
啊，我们要走在光里头。
We are to walk in His light.
啊，要在这个界光的这个界限里头。
We must walk inside this light.
啊，超过了这个界限，那个就是黑暗的。
If we exceed this boundary, then it goes into darkness.
啊，所以常常想想看，我是不是走在爱里头。
And so we must think to ourselves whether or not we are walking in darkness.
是不是走在爱里头？
We are walking in love.
我们是不是走在效法主耶稣的这一条道路上面？
Are we walking in the pathway that is according to the words of God?
我们是不是走在荣耀主耶稣的这一条路上？
Are we walking in the path in which it may glorify God?
我们是不是走在这一条信靠神的道路上面？
Are we walking upon the path in which we have entrust and put in Him our faith?
请我们再看回哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
我们要对任何会辖制我们的事情啊，来把它画一个界限。
We also need to draw a line under things that which we can brought under their power.
在主耶稣基督里头最大的恩惠之一，我们已经讲过了，就是自由。
One of the things we say that we enjoy the most under the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ is this liberty.
所以保罗也说，我们是跟主耶稣基督在一同作王的。
And as Paul says that we reign on the throne with Jesus Christ.
我们是坐在天上的。
We sit high above in the heavens.
从属灵的层面来看，我们已经在天上。
In the spiritual realm, we are now in heaven.
因为我们是属于主耶稣的。
Because we belong to Jesus Christ.
我们也常常说我们是属灵的。
Therefore, we sometimes say that we are of the spiritual.
所以不要忘记了我们这个主人的这个身份。
And so let us not forget our master's identity.
这个王就是有这个权柄的意思。
This king has the power of authority.
我们只有一个主，就是主耶稣。
And we only have one Lord, and he is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在我们生活的层面里头，主耶稣让我们跟他一起当王，他给我们有权柄。
But in our life, that Lord Jesus permit us to reign as kings with Him, to have this authority.
所以我们跟每一个人一样，我们可以很自由的、很努力的来 来奴隶于我们生活的许多的层面。
And so we are bestowed with this liberty that we can work hard and do many things that others can do.
我们在读书的学生，我们可以很努力于我们的学业。
As students that we study diligently in our studies.
我们在公司里头上班的，我们努力于我们的工作。
In our career, we work hard for our job.
我们自己做事业的，我们努力于我们的事业。
Those who have our own business, you labored hard to make it successful.
甚至我们在生活当中，我们有一些我们的嗜好，我们的兴趣，我们也可以在那方面来做一些努力。
And we can even put in our time and energy on certain hobbies or interests of our own.
我们在生活当中，我们有一些我们喜欢的活动，我们也可以很努力的参与那些活动。
Certain activities in our life that we find pleasures in, that we can even enjoy ourselves in.
但是不要忘了，我们是主人。
But let us not forget that we are masters.
不要让你的学业成为你的主人。
Let not your study become your master.
安息日是给神的时间，我就能够自己安排好在安息日，我跟弟兄姐妹来团契，一起来敬拜神。
Sabbath day is a day dedicated to God, so I have the control and the ownership to lay aside everything else to come to church and to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我的事业我要让它成功，所以我很努力。
My career, I wanted to be successful, and so I labored hard at it.
但是我的工作，我的事业不是我的主人。
But my job and my career is not my master.
我是我的工作，我的事业的主人。
I am the master of my job and my career.
该把它放下来的时候，我能够把它放下来。
When there is a time in which I need to lay it aside for the other priorities in life, I must do so.
这是我们应该画出来的界限。
These are lines in which we must draw.
我很喜欢这个，比如说打高尔夫球。
For instance, I enjoy to play golf.
那我是打高尔夫球的主人，不是他是我的主人。
And so I am the master of golf, and not that golf is the master of me.
今天我们在生活里头常常不晓得是我们在拥有，还是这些被我们拥有的东西在拥有我们。
And so sometimes we have it all twisted in our life, whether or not things in the world has control over us, or do we actually have ownership and control of the things.
不晓得我们是主人，还是我们的事业是我们的主人。
Are we the masters in our life, or are other things of the world masters of us?
所以保罗才会说要把它画出一个界限。
And that is why Paul tells us here that we must draw a line.
当然我们更不要被一些的无知不好的习惯来辖制我们。
And of course, we shall not be brought under the power of even things that is unhealthy, that is wicked for them in our life.
我们不要被所谓的迷信来辖制我们。
Let us not have superstitions rule in our life.
在这样一个先进现代的社会里头，其实还是有很多的迷信。
Actually, even in our modern civil society today in which we live, there are still many superstitions.
虽然我们是基督徒，如果我们稍不留意的话，我们或多或少也会被一些迷信来辖制我们。
Even though we are Christians, we unknowingly we may be brought under the power of these things.
好像非得怎样不可以。
So for instance, that this must be done this way or else it cannot be done.
其实很多时候它并不是真的那么严重。
But actually, many times things are not as it seems. They're not. It's not so severe as it seems.
所谓的迷信今天也不是指于这个宗教方面。
Sometimes even superstitions, as we refer to it today, may not even be something religious.
今天这个资讯非常的发达。
资讯
那个 media。
For instance, today media is very advanced.
所以那个消息是到处满天飞。
And so information flows constantly in our society in and out.
有一些是对的，有一些其实是不对的，甚至是一种迷信。
Some information is correct and information is good, but some information are bad and may produce some superstitious beliefs.
所以今天现代人其实也被很多的迷信捆绑。
And so today, modern men also have been bound by many of the modern superstitions.
啊，我们不要被我们的人性的弱点、自私、忧虑来捆绑。
And so let us not be bound by the flaws of our character, maybe that of our selfishness or a doubt.
或者说人性的这种骄傲来捆绑我们。
Or let the pride of our character take control of our life.
我们再请参考哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 8.
第八节，其实食物不能叫神看重我们，因为我们不吃也无损，吃也无益。
But food does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse.
其实生活当中，这个所谓的食衣住行意乐，这个是每一个人他所需要的，他所必须的。
In our life, we know that food, living, a dwelling place, and,
我们的教育，我们的一些休闲活动
，and certain things like education and some activities of our life，
这些都是需要的，也是必须的。
And some of these things are necessities in our life。
但是这些也有很多时候我们应该这样来看待。
But sometimes even to these necessary things of our life, we must also look at it from a different perspective。
第八节最后一句话说：我们不吃也无损，吃也无益。
Here in verse 8 it said, neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse.
真的生活当中有很多事情是就好像你不吃也没有损害，你吃了其实也没有什么益处。
And so such is also certain things in our life. It's just like it doesn't really make a difference whether or not we do it or we don't.
但是我们想想看，有时候我们正是被这种事情把我们绑住了。
But sometimes we look closely at our life. Many times we are actually bound or we are stuck by these little things in life.
不要忘记了，这些需要只是生活的一个手段，它不是生活的目的。
Well, let's first have this clear understanding. These necessities are
它只是一个 method， 一个方法，它不是目的。
Are only a method and it is not the ultimate goal。Or purpose.
就好像我们带着这个血肉之体。
Just as we live in this physical being.
所以我们需要食物，需要吃东西。
And so we need to eat.
所以这个食物啊，是一个维持这个肉体生命的一个手段，一个方法。
And so eating food is a method in which to maintain our physical being.
我们人生的目的不是为了吃。
But then, if you look at it, your purpose in life is not to eat.
有时候我们会不留意的话，我们会把这个维持生活的手段变成我们生活的目标。
And so, if we are not careful, sometimes we get this all twisted and confused that things in which methods in which it maintains our life becomes the ultimate purpose in life.
就好像我们工作赚钱。
For instance, that we work to earn a living.
我们经营事业，我们得着利益。
We have a job and we have something we earn.
这个是我们维持我们家庭生活的一个手段。
And this is a method in which to maintain our family living.
那赚钱不是我们人生的最终的目的。
But then earning money is not the ultimate purpose of our life.
这样子我们才不会被捆绑了。
Only if we have this clear understanding will we not be bound.
所以保罗才会说，凡事我都可做，但是我不被他辖制。
And that's why Paul says that all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
所以当我们发现我们好像被捆绑了，我们要画出一条界限。
And so when we realize that we have been bounded, then we must draw a line.
那我也要强调的，秩序不等于捆绑。
秩序
，order.
And order does not equal to bondage.
我们会觉得说，守秩序这个就是一种捆绑。
Maybe sometimes we think that we must abide by the order of things, and so we are bounded.
这是很多年轻人他之所以叛逆的一个想法。
And this thought is actually quite common for teenage going through their teenage years, and they become rebellious.
其实自细跟这个不受辖制，这个是不互相冲突的。
Actually, living under the order of things does not conflict or contradict, things that pertains to liberty.
要有美好的生活，必须要有自细。
To have a wonderful and beautiful life, you must be able to live it in an orderly fashion.
我们请参考哥林多前书十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章四十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40.
四十节，凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行。
Let all things be done decently and in order.
这里，这是哥林多前书的结论之一。
This is one of the conclusions in the book of Corinthians.
我们如果要有真正美好的生活，
If you want a wonderful life,
我们如果要真的有对的生活，
If you want a correct way of living,
我们如果真的要有得神喜悦的生活，
If you want to live a life that is pleasing to God,
我们不受辖制，但是我们是有规有自细的。
We are not under the bondage of any, but then we live our life in decent and orderly fashion.
这个是不互相冲突的。
These things are not contradicting each other.
好，我们再请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
二十三节，凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
再来啊，对那种不造就人的事情啊，我们要画出一个界限。
So the third is to pertaining to things that do not edify us, we must also draw a line.
尤其我们强调的是不造就别人。
Especially things that do not edify others.
这我们要画出一条界限。
We must draw a line.
我们主耶稣拣选我们。
Lord Jesus Christ have chosen us.
他给我们一个互相造就的责任。
He has given us this responsibility to edify one another.
借着我们的言语行为来互相得造就。
Through our words and through our action, we are to edify one another.
那种不能够造就别人的言行，我们要画一条界限。
So things that do not edify other people, that we must draw a line.
在民数记里头讲到这个十个探子跟两个探子。
In the book of Numbers, it records instances in which there are the 10 spies and versus the 2 spies.
那十个探子呢，他们就是不能够造就那个他们的弟兄姐妹。
And so the 10 spies were not able to edify the people of Israel.
我们请参考民数记十三章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 13.
旧约圣经180页，民数记十三章28节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 28.
我们从27看起。
Start from verse 27.
又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的地方，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
Then they told him and said, We went to the land where you sent us, truly flows with milk and honey, and it is, and this is its fruit.
二十八节，然而住在那地的民强壮，诚意也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人。
28. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there.
其实这是他们将事实来报告给摩西。
Actually, what they're reporting is reporting what is true to Moses.
这是对的，将他们所看见的详纪实的来向摩西报告。
And this is right in which they truthfully reported what they have seen and heard in the city.
那神给摩西带领百姓的责任。
And so, but God gave Moses the responsibility to lead the people.
所以听了报告之后，摩西他来决定该怎么做。
And so after he have heard the report, it is up to Moses to make this determination what to do.
摩西会去求问神说，再下来该怎么做。
Moses will then go and inquire of God what is the next step they need to take.
但是这十个人呢， 他们多说了一些话。
But these 10 spies spoke additional things in which they, it was unnecessary for them to say.
33节。
Verse 33.
我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，即我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，即他们看我们也是如此。
There we saw the giants, descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
事实上这十个人他们心中是有害怕的。
Actually, these 10 spies were afraid.
但是在这种情形之下他不需要把这种自己的害怕自己的软弱给讲出来。
But under the circumstance, they do not need to show or state their fear.At this point,
那他们讲了就不能够造就别人。
So once they said these words, was not able to edify the multitude.
而且这个只是他们的感觉。
And this is only their own opinion, their own feeling.
那而且呢是相当夸大的一种形容。
And they actually overemphasized their description.
那个亚纳族人再怎么高大。这个说是蚱蜢，好像人这样来相比，这个应该是太夸大了。
Even though these Anaks were giants, but to compare it in the analogy of grasshopper with human beings, it is too big of a difference.
所以我们为了要造就弟兄姐妹，在我们的言语行为上面，有时候我们要对自己有所约束。
And so, in order to edify other brothers and sisters, sometimes in our life, what we say, what we do, we must draw a line.
是的，我们也不要说有什么感想，我们不敢讲，不愿意讲。
Of course, it's not to say that whatever opinion or comments that we are to refrain from speaking.
那这样子大家就会变得很生疏。
But then, if that's the case, then everyone will become strangers to one another.
这样子不像是一家人。
Then this is not like that of a family.
这个讲话总是很保留。
So that everyone is so reserved on what they say.
但是我们圣经所要提醒我们的是这样子的。
But what the Bible is trying to tell us is this.
我们所做的所讲的对别人的信心爱心会帮助呢还是会损害。
That Bible is trying to tell us is what we say and what we do,is it able to edify others?
或者会损害别人的爱心跟信心。
Well, actually, or will it harm their love and their faith?
我们所要画的界限是在这里。
And so this is the line in which we are to draw.
如果会损害别人的爱心跟信心 我们就约束自己。
If it is something that will hurt the love and the faith of others, then we are to refrain from not being so edifying.
因为在我们的团契生活里头，我们总是想要的是来造就别人的爱心跟信心。
Because in our fellowship, in all our fellowship, what we want to promote and what we want to do is to promote everyone's the God's love and their faith toward God.
如果我们大家都能够这样子来来要求自己。
If every one of us have this requirement to ourselves.
这样子我们的团契啊，一定会更健康。
Then this group of ours, this fellowship of ours, would be even more healthy.
所以在一年的开始，我们立志常常用这三个项目来检验我们自己。
And so in this new year, we will look at these three aspects to draw our line.
对我们没有益处的事情活动，我们画个界限。
That things that are not helpful for our own self, we must draw a line.
对。我们会造成瑕疵，会损害我们真正的自由的，我们画个界限。
The things that may brought under to us the power and take away that liberty, we must also draw a line.
对那个不能够造就别人的，我们画个界限。
To things that which may not edify other people, we must draw the line.
所以如果会让我们对神的热心冷淡的，我们就画个界限。
If anything that may make our zeal for the Lord diminish, and we need to draw the line.
会让我们属灵的眼光模糊的，我们画个界限。
Things that can blur our spiritual vision, we must also draw a line.
会让我们对圣经神的话语失去味道的，我们画个界限。
Things that may make the word of God tasteless to our daily living, we must draw a line.
对会扰乱我们祷告生活的，我们画个界限。
Things that disturb our prayer life, we must draw a line.
让我们的服事变得更困难、更勉强的，我们画个界限。
Things that make our service toward God even more difficult, we must draw a line.
我们一起唱诗138首。
Sing hymn 138.
Paul
in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says that no matter what we eat or drink, we drink for the Lord.
今天早上的信息啊，不是要我们刻意的去把生活上的的事情啊，去把它分属灵或不属灵。
So the message of today's, this morning is not to say that in our daily life we are to very carefully split out everything that is spiritual and that is, things that are not spiritual.
我们的青年不要说朋友邀约你去打球，你说啊，这个不属灵，我不参加。
It's not to say for our youth that their friends come and invite them to go play ball and they say, oh, this is not spiritual, not edifying for me, so therefore I will not go play ball.
也不是弟兄姐妹如果大家互相邀约吃个饭说啊，这个不属灵。
Or that, brother and sister get together at night to have dinner to eat. We and someone say, oh, this is not edifying, this is not spiritual, so let's not do it.
其实事实上是我们 问题不在哪一件事情是属灵不属灵，是我们怎么来划界限。
But so the question is not whether or not this is spiritual or not, but it is where we draw the line.
哦，这个就像保罗所说的，我们凡事都可行了。Just
as Paul said to us, all things is lawful for me.
哦，只是我们要画个界限。It's
just that we need to draw a line somewhere.
啊，愿主耶稣帮助我们。May
God help us.
啊，在新的这一年，在我们生活当中，我们都能够很有智慧的。
来画出一些界限。In this new year in our life, that may God give us the wisdom to know where to draw the line.
让我们活得喜乐，活得能够得神的喜悦。We
can live a joyful life and live a life that is pleasing to God.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。Let's
all kneel down and pray.
我们为过去的一年来感谢神。For
this past year, let us offer our prayer of thanks.
为新的一年求神继续祝福带领。And
then for this new year, we ask God to continue to guide us and to lead us.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
Brothers and sisters who are willing to receive the laying of hands are welcome to come forward to pray.